Opening argument. Can you imagine always looking over your shoulder, always feeling watched, and never feeling safe, not even in the privacy of your own home? That is how Angela felt. You will hear how, for almost a year, this defendant followed her. He would show up at places where she was. He would constantly text and leave voicemails. And every time Angela changed phone numbers, he would find a way of obtaining it. He would use other names to try to befriend her friends on social media. He would leave notes on her door and mail her letters, sometimes begging her to come back, and sometimes threatening. Then his behavior started escalating. He started breaking into her home and going through her things. You will hear how she would come home to find her things moved, her computer on, her drawers open. When she moved in with her new boyfriend, Mr. Guzman somehow found her. He would slash her boyfriend's tires, scratch the car, and on one occasion, he smashed the windshield. Another time, he threw a rock through their bedroom window. Angela had a protection order against Mr. Guzman, but that didn't stop him. You will hear how he was arrested and convicted a couple of times for violating this court order. But you will also hear how on other occasions he was gone before law enforcement showed up. He was slick. He rarely left evidence traceable to him, and somehow, on occasions, he even had an alibi. Why do we know it was him? Well, you will see physical evidence of notes, letters, text messages, and social media posts. You will hear from one of the witnesses how he confided in him as to some of the things he did. You will hear from a neighbor how he saw this defendant loitering outside the victim's home. At the end of this trial, ladies and gentlemen, you will be convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that this defendant is guilty of aggravated stalking.